feeling of the process either in the series compared to a Tony Silver, right? I mean, did you guys, I mean, you saw each other the same amount, but
yeah.
It seemed as though the games were more wide open, I guess, or offensive.
Yeah, well, you got two good offensive teams, so you're going to see, I mean, they have players just like us that can put the puck in the net, so you're going to see a lot of chances traded, and you get offensive players like that and two teams that are figuring each other out, you're going to trade chances, and things are going to tighten up a little more, but you know, the offensive players are going to get their chances no matter what.
What are some of the things you guys have to improve on from last game?
Improve on, maybe clean up some of the chances against. I mean, like I said, they have good offensive players, but if we can limit their chances to, you know, keeping them to the outside, sort of like we did in game one. They had a lot of shots, but most of them are from the outside. So if we can get back to that, keep them outside and let Bucky see the shots that they're sending, we feel good about, you know, what Bucky can do when he sees the pucks.
Are you surprised with the amount that they've tried to throw towards the net based on what you saw during the regular season or not?
No, they've done that. They've done that all year. A big part of their offense comes from their back end. As soon as they come into the offensive zone, they look to move it back to their points, and they did that all regular season, and they're doing it now in the playoffs, so it's nothing that we haven't seen before.
How much fun are you having right now being in the series and just the excitement of everything that's going on being back home here?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, I've always said, you know, the best part about playing in Winnipeg would be playing in the playoffs and then the crowd and the fans that we got, it hasn't disappointed at all. It's been unbelievable, and so much fun playing, you know, in a Canadian city in the playoffs. You can't beat it. It's about, you know, it's what the playoffs are all about.
How do you describe the physical element of this series? Has it been there as much as you would have expected? Is it?
It's different. They're a quick team, and they have a lot of motion in their neutral zone and their breakouts. It's not like they're just standing still and you can just step up on them. They got a lot of motion, so it makes it a little more difficult to step up, and you just kind of have to, you know, play your position a little more and sit back and let them come to you. So there's always going to be hits. There's always going to be physicality in the series, just more in front of our net or in the corners and just different areas on the ice that, you know, they have to come to you. So they have to take some contact.
Taking the overtime, sudden death aspect of it out, did you find that there was a greater intensity in game two than what we saw in game one?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's tough to say it's more intense or less intense, but I mean, yeah, it's urgency for sure. Once you get into overtime, it's next goal win, so it's just kind of go for it and lay it all on the line. But I think all the games are intense. They're all quick. I mean, you're seeing 1-2 in the regular season now playing in the playoffs, so it's going to be fast hockey, and it is intense. Every game's intense.
We always talk about how playoffs, that's where the rivalries are built and dislike between two clubs, and I would think that there was a decent amount of dislike just being divisional opponents in the way that your regular season series has gone.
Yep.
But do you sense that kind of the dislike or the rivalries growing even more?
Yeah, I mean, you see a team enough times, you're going to start to dislike them, and I think we get that in the regular season. So meeting these guys in the playoffs, it's the dislike is definitely there, and you know, like we were saying about the physicality, you like to give it to him whenever you can. So, the dislike's definitely there.